Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Should the Bears have seven captains again this year, Olin?
Well, if they can get a few O linemen and D linemen in there, it'd be nice. So you can have seven, but let's get a few linemen in there, a few guys who, I always say, guys, the farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Yeah, captains. So it's I know it's a larger group than we're used to, but we have a bigger group of leadership now.
And Ben Johnson came in and did exactly what Olin was talking about.
That is really interesting. That quote from Olin, which has
such
left
a
mark
quote.
And stuck around our football brains all offseason, was in response to the captain question. I did not remember that was the context. That's fascinating. Because now there are lineman captain. Mm-hmm. There are older veteran captains.
Guys with real accomplishments for their career.
Uh-huh. Rather than a hodgepodge of theoretical leaders designed to prop up a bad leader in a head coach.
Default leaders, because there weren't guys here with those resumes. Mm-hmm. Not that the guys that were captains last year weren't worthy, but there's a difference. Like there's a difference between, like, just look at Joe Tooney's resume. There's a difference between him and the guys that were captains last year.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that he's accomplished, like, he's got the hardware.
I mean, as soon as Joe Tooney was signed, and as soon as, at least for me, we heard from Grady Jarrett the first time, because I knew about the resume, but I didn't know about that guy's mindset and that guy's gravitas and the respect level around the league.
Yes.
So as soon as both those guys got here, it's like, okay, well, those, that seems obvious.
Doesn't that feel a lot better when you add it to Kevin Byard and Caleb Williams? Like that feels like three guys that have done stuff in the league, and your quarterback and your kicker. We're good.
Yeah. It feels very intuitive. Now, it was a player vote. Simply a player vote. So that helps too. Because what's interesting is we've got several guys who were captains last year and are not this year.
And I wonder if those captains were like, I'm going to vote for Grady Jarrett and for Joe Tooney
because
I don't need this nonsense.
Would you like to see DJ Moore's ballot and see if he voted?
I very much would. I'd like to see Jalen's.
See if those guys vote for themselves.
Did you vote for yourself? Nope. I'm on an island.
Oh, hopefully we get a chance to ask Jalen that very soon. That'd be a hilarious question. So player voting. Come on, you can tell us, Jalen. Did you vote for yourself for captain?
And he's like, no, I voted for Grady Jarrett.
Well.
And Kevin Byard.
How many could you vote for?
Did I vote for myself?
I mean, could you vote? Do we have any details on the process? I haven't seen any details. It's like the Baseball Writers Association of America with the Hall of Fame.
With less gatekeeping.
I miss him overnights. He was terrific.
Less gatekeeping?
He was. I mean, he kept some things away from the air.
But less than most people.
Yeah, I mean, Mo gatekeeping. He was on a different station.
That guy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
But, you know, what's the other interesting thing is that they're all grown-ups, except for Caleb. Caleb is the only one who's under the age of what, 29?
Yeah, and he's a pretty mature 23. Is he 23? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's pretty mature 23 years old guy.
So look, do you think, or have you heard anything? Have you read anything? Because we haven't really heard them comment on it. Specifically, Jalen was, you know, Jalen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, TJ Edwards.
And Tremaine Edmonds.
That's five dudes who were captains last year and are not this year.
I think that the only person that has a gripe is TJ Edwards. Because he is another guy that has a pretty strong resume. And he didn't do anything that would lead you to believe he should not be a captain this year. Like his play was exemplary last year. There were no issues with him. There's nobody questioning. He's, to me, the only person with a gripe.
Cole?
If there is a gripe.
Does Cole have a gripe?
Sure. He could say I'm the longest tenured guy here, and I should be a captain. But I imagine Cole probably wants some of that stuff off of his plate too.
Maybe, but it.
I imagine it hurt.
But well, that's the thing. Like I can see just on a human level.
Yeah, I can totally imagine, especially since it is a player vote, where you're like, I thought I was good. I thought I was doing really well here, and apparently I'm not.
Well, Cole's got to be, you know, I mean, they drafted a tight end as well. So mm-hmm. your NFL mortality comes at you very fast, you know?
It's year seven.
It's the fact that it's already year seven for Cole is insane to think about. So I don't know. I'd be curious how it feels. It wouldn't feel great to me necessarily.
Not at all.
I could see being upset by it and having to do some work. Look, we all got to do some work to get our heads in a good space on the daily. Let's be honest. If we're really being forthright and conscious about snubs, real or perceived, yeah. You know, like I don't love the way I'm being treated at work. Okay, well, still got to show up to work. Let me get myself in a good headspace.
What did we do?
You guys?
Is it the Jason Leisure stuff?
I have a list.
We're not surprised.
What I've done is I've put together a gratitude list for you guys.
Oh, that's nice. Right. Oh, how we should be grateful?
Yes.
Got it.
It's one thing to do gratitude. I do gratitude lists for myself in the morning, but I'm taking it next level. I'm putting together gratitude lists for you guys to be thankful for about things that I do for you.
Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list.
Yeah.
Let's see how we did.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Tanny, number one on your gratitude list for me.
Wow, he's really going through with this.
Just my presence next to you in the office.
No, yeah, I was going to say your fondness for things on plaques and your ability to recite them verbatim on the spot. You've always had a great reverence for plaques, and I've always appreciated that about you.
You know what you should do for him, Tanny? You should bring him the plaque of your Lysagor and have him read that.
Oh, that's in a plaque?
It's much too heavy, much too big of an award to bring into the studio.
They should add a line to that.
They should, and then you should remember it because you forgot it.
I should tease and then it you, then and not deliver it. I hope people listening now heard the open, where I joined a really tremendous crew of people who stammered and struggled for content. It was me, Mark Grody, Les Grobstein, and Mike
You
Francesa.
Had the content. You just lost your place. It happens. We had more time
sure. In
the segment, okay. We would have done it.
Hey, sometimes I'm an idiot. Like, I don't know if you guys knew this.
Did you put that on Alex's list of things that he should be grateful for about you?
Hey, Spinks, you're not an idiot. Like, I'll say it.
Spot on. Oh, I thought that was Alex.
I mean, every once in a while, you know, we're all idiots, and that was my moment. All right, so anyway, so back to this.
You're not going to go around the room, just me, huh?
Yeah, no, Tanny, for the gratitude list? Yeah.
I actually saw the list, and he put the Flo Rida mug that he got me from somewhere in Indiana at the top of that list, so I already know. It's cool. We're good.
I love that you remember where I got it. I did get it in Goshen, Indiana. I got you a Florida mug and then tried to play it off as a Flo Rida mug. There's Mitch Rosen. Mitch, there's a list for you. Things you should be grateful for about me. I'll get it to you. Tanny, do you want to hand that to Mitch? You hand that directly to him. No? All right.
What am I grateful about you?
Yeah, yeah.
We've known each other a long time.
Oh, that's true.
Wow.
I have to think about this.
You'd think something would come to mind faster. I'll be honest.
You'd think.
it's not going well.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh, he's going into the tank for the rest of the show, man.
We're good.
You know what? We do need to make a Starbucks run for my man.
No, I'm good, man. I got some in my Breakfast of Champions. I got the Hot Joe.
Okay.
We're good. Don't you worry. Lance, you're a good partner. You're very concerned when you see something wrong with your boy. But I'm all right. I'm going to be okay. I'm
always concerned.
Yeah. You know? You live there.
I'm the mayor of Worry Town. So I worry. And I want you to be okay.
I'm okay.
That's
all right, just to wrap this up with a bow.
Okay.
We worried about anybody with some sour grapes about having the C removed?
I don't think so, but I do think that us asking the question of Jalen is required.
I think it is.
I think, because I'd love to get his perspective on it, because you go from that moment of, for him, going, remember the place that he was in when Eberflus got here. Eberflus had him on the third team. He's clearly, at the time, like your best player.
Yeah.
And you had him on the third team. And then he rises to become a second team All-Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the better corners, if not the best corner.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
You know, the thing that I worry about with any team is if dudes are feeling a little bit grumpy or a little bit overlooked or a little bit disrespected, you can start to go for self, you know? And that happens in bands. It happens in teams. It happens on radio shows. Not this one. But you know what I mean? Like, you can go for self a little bit. You can, and in football, you do that, a team can crumble quickly.
It can. It can also be a motivator. And I'm glad that you used the word grumpy because it allows me to tell the Alex Brown story.
Okay.
Of Alex Brown having to deal with Mark Anderson coming in and having, 12 and a half sacks that year and not being treated with the respect that a guy who is fourth on the all-time sack list, because don't say top five, because that implies that he might be five.
Yeah.
He's number four on that list. That whole camp in Bourbonnais, Alex literally wore a grumpy, the dwarf shirt around campus. And then he had one of his best seasons as a pro. Like, he knew what he needed to do, uh-huh, and he used it as motivation. Lovey was the king of, like, low-key motivating things. And Alex's whole thing was like, I knew that Mark couldn't play the run, and I can. So I knew I would get myself on the field.
That's interesting. So, but Alex still behaved like a good teammate should. He stayed
assignment,
an assignment sound.
100%.
That's the thing. You can get selfish and go for self and blow up a play in football if you're trying to do too much.
Are you subtweeting Tyreek Stevenson right now? Because that's what it feels like you're doing.